Homer's local needle exchange wants to install disposal boxes in bathrooms around town so residents can safely dispose of syringes. The volunteer-run organization provides free sterile syringes, life-saving Narcan kits, and on-site HIV and hepatitis C testing, among other services. Dr. Sarah Spencer oversees the exchange and says, she says volunteer staff have been discussing this project for a while.
People will come to us with news or complaints about finding improperly disposed syringes, like finding syringes on trails or on the beach or in public places and that kind of thing. And so we've been thinking that it would be that it might help to reduce those reports of inappropriately disposed syringes if people had more access to sharp disposal containers.
She says it isn't just people using illicit drugs who are in need of sharp disposal boxes. People who inject insulin and other medications also need safe locations to dispose of syringes. Spencer says the exchange will likely start with a pilot program consisting of roughly 10 boxes around Homer. She says the program will survey its clients to decide where to place the boxes.
Where they think hot spots are, especially folks who may be transient or semi-homeless, or here in the summer, who don't have necessarily access like they do to come to the exchange, you know, where would be places where they would be most likely to inject or to need to dispose of injection supplies.
The exchange would provide the boxes and would take responsibility for emptying them. Spencer says the exchange will be able to lock the boxes so people won't be able to reach into them. She adds that the cost to purchase and maintain them is relatively low. However, the money isn't secured yet. The demand for exchange's services has far outpaced its grant funding. Right now, volunteers are using their own money to purchase supplies. The organization hopes to secure more funds through a GoFundMe campaign. If the exchange raises additional money beyond what's needed for supplies, Spencer says they hope to install the disposal boxes in January.